the OTB Podcast Network.
The News Round on Off the Ball.
With Gillette. We don't just play the game, we change it. Gillette, made of what matters.
Now, you're welcome along. So, Wednesday night rugby coming your way after 8 o'clock. Ronan O'Gara and La Rochelle are in action on Friday evening at King's Home. We'll talk to Ronan after 8. We have Alison Miller as well as the Six Nations kicks off. Ireland not starting until the week after this, but we'll preview nonetheless. Football show, we'll have Dan McDonald putting a bow on the week that was. And Tim Vickery as well from Brazil, where the COVID situation is outrageously horrific. And needless to say, football is suffering in the midst of all that. But Tim, always worth catching. That's at around 9:40. And then this hour, Eric Donovan, always a great guest, has a European title fight on May the 14th, confirmed. It's in Italy against an Italian, which is great news. So we'll chat to Eric about that around 7:30. 53106 is the text number. We're, as ever, at Off the Ball. Nathan Murphy is with us. Hello.
Evening, Joe.
Richie McCormack, evening.
Gents, how are you?
Very well. Just got a DM from Graham H, who says, Joe, please, no more Ireland talk. Well, Graham, whilst I share the sentiment, the self-flagellation will continue. I was just working out, Nathan. It turns out for me, with my schedule, which is Sunday to Thursday, by far the worst scenario for me is a bad Ireland performance on a Saturday night, a.k.a. a defeat to Luxembourg. So I don't want to clock up how many minutes or hours, but suffice to say, Kilbane, Myler, David Snaid, Gary Breen, Richard Dunn, Dan McDonnell, Declan Lynch, Miguel Delaney, and Dan once again later tonight. All in there. It's been quite the week.
Do you want my hot take, Joe?
I haven't had enough hot takes in this situation. Yes, tell me. You're either in the pocket of Stephen Kenny and you're afraid to criticise him, or else you're just, you know, like heartless and you're not taking the mitigating factors into it.
Maybe my hot take should I'm doing a full flip after all we said about what Stephen Kenny promised. After last week, I've turned my mind. He needs to go. No, I don't really have a hot take. I think the last week has shown, in one way, what Irish football could be, the passion that is there and the interest levels that are there. If somehow, after all these years, we could funnel it in the right direction, wouldn't it be this incredible achievement? I'm not sure that's ever going to happen. Like, this time last week, Ireland hadn't even played Serbia. This has been the longest week in the history of football. Like, we've become used to long weeks over the last year, but this one has really dragged the arse out of it.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of the analysis has been great. A lot of what you've done over the last few days has been brilliant. I think most of it has been very balanced. It's always going to be difficult to get that balance between the senior team being the focus of absolutely everything.
Yeah.
And then the roots that are such a big, difficult conversation. And even over the last few days behind the scenes, trying to put some things together as to how we approach this over the coming weeks and months, and how we ended up in a situation where basically there's this missing generation for 6 years, how we're in a situation that next generation coming through, we're not quite sure whether they're going to be Premier League quality, what has happened at club level, at youth level, at League of Ireland level, what are the government doing? It's so vast and there's such disagreement around it. There's a lot of passion, but there's very few people singing on the same hymn sheet.
Well, that's a great point. I think that is one of the most interesting points, and it struck me massively in terms of trying to figure out what has happened with Irish football development and what is happening with Irish football development is near impossible because nobody can agree on either. I mean, I thought Vinnie Perth was extremely interesting and insightful on Monday morning with Jaron Owen, and you should definitely listen back to that if you haven't caught it. Or maybe it was Tuesday. Again, it's been a long week, my apologies. But check out Vinnie Perth on our social channels. And he was talking, not in a dissimilar way to Brian Kerr, but, you know, concerns that were turning our backs on the schoolboy football clubs and handing over development to the League of Ireland clubs, and maybe Shamrock Rovers and Bohemians aside, how equipped are they to do that job, etc. And again, it really depends who you're talking to, and there are so many different truths out there, Nathan, I would say. So yes, it's incredibly complicated situation at the moment. So on the whole, because Stephen Kenny came out fighting last night, I guess that's kind of the big takeaway as much as the game last night, and he was very defiant, and I thought that was a pretty good thing actually, because, you know, he could have either remained a touch shell-shocked and apologetic after Saturday, or, you know, somewhere neutral, or come out defiant and say, look, I know exactly what I'm doing, I've total clarity, screw all you coming out of the woodwork, and, you know, everybody behind me, because I do know what I'm doing. I thought that wasn't the worst thing to do, given there'll be a number of months now without anything. Where are we? Like, what's the overriding sense? Because again, I've just listened to so many different takes, and I don't know what the overriding consensus is right now.
I think, to sum it up, Stephen Kenny cannot have another week like the one he's just had. That come September, October, November, those three windows, he cannot have a week like this where they suffer a defeat to Luxembourg or in the two games to Azerbaijan. For all the progress those countries have made that we can talk about, I just feel it's never going to be acceptable to Irish people. Maybe we'll have to get used to it in the coming years, but right now it's not acceptable to lose to one of those countries. So he needs to get it together very quickly. I think people really like to see that side of Stephen Kenny, that defiant side, that passionate side. He was like that at times during his pre-match press conference as well. They need to see more of that. He's actually better in the press conferences. He's a better communicator when he is impassioned and he's sort of raging against something and he's talking about his philosophy for football. So the more of that he can get out there, the better. I'm sure he's concerned about what might come over the next 6 months. If you look at all that's gone on behind the scenes over the last 4 months, and you've discussed it over the last few days with the vultures circling, they have been given plenty of ammunition now for the next few months. So what will happen behind the scenes? Mm. We're in a strange scenario in Irish football as well with the way the FAI is run now, that John Delaney was there and there was a certain sense as to maybe how he did his business. And he certainly at times went with what public opinion was. Look back now, maybe Martin O'Neill was somewhat harshly dealt with, but the public opinion at the time was they were a bit fed up and sick of that team. So he got rid. Jonathan Hill is only coming into Dublin for the first time, I think, this week. So how has he been influenced as to what sort of a job Stephen Kenny is doing? What are his other options when he looks around English football and the connections he has? So I think it was a bad week for Stephen Kenny. There's no getting away from that. I was at the match on Saturday night and it became a bit of a mess in the second half. It was a night I felt was going to be the start properly of the Kenny era, that they were going to maybe not beat Luxembourg 4-5-0, but would win the game, would dominate possession, would have a real purpose, a real intent, effectiveness. And that wasn't there. Last night was better. It was a friendly we read a lot into because of what had gone before.
Yeah.
But I think he's on the back foot. I think everything that we have spoken about at a deeper level, a lot of people are aware of, which should and will buy him some time. And if results improve and performances improve in September, October, November, well, he should get another chance. I still think he should get the two terms. He should get a chance to bring this squad through, to get them to qualify. But the issues aren't going to change massively in 6 months. Are those players going to be playing first team football come September? Unfortunately, there's no guarantees.
No. I wonder if maybe one of the takeaways from last night will be maybe a bit more of a mix between experience and youth. You suspect that would have really helped on Saturday, amongst other things. We should kick off the news round because I know, Rich, your first story is Stephen Kenny last night. Podrick, though, OTB need to take a look at themselves. Their cheerleading for Kenny was embarrassing. I texted at the time, you'd have egg on your faces how accurate I was. Well, Porrick, I hope it feels good. I hope as you sit there, it feels good.
Needless to say, I had the last laugh.
Yeah. Look, I think, Podrick, you know, this is still early stages, relatively speaking. It has been a bad week, for sure, and the 11-game run isn't good. But, I mean, the nature of the situation pre-Christmas, it was insane. I mean, we were waking up mornings of matches and, like, four or five players were out because of COVID and close contacts. I mean, it was just a mess, and you've got to give it some time to bed in. It's a big enough change that he's trying to embark on. I feel like I've said this a billion times.
Huh? You have, but it's worth remembering. It wasn't the bed of roses before Stephen Kenny took over. Ireland had struggled in the latter stages of Mick McCarthy's time. It got past Gibraltar, just about. Martin O'Neill ended up losing his job because that Nations League campaign fell apart, battered by Wales, battered by Denmark in the World Cup playoff. And now when you look at it and you look at the age profile of the squad, maybe we should have anticipated this and played down expectations. The quality of player has fallen off a cliff over the past 2 or 3 years, unfortunately. Yeah. So while, particularly with Mick, there's a certain revisionism where people talk about Mick, but they think of the 2001-2002 version of Mick McCarthy's team rather than the one from 18 months ago, which wasn't that far away from these type of results.
This is a 2017 thing. Yeah. This is since 2017, really, this malaise.
But that doesn't mean Stephen Kenny's not going to be judged on results, and he has to. Like, Portugal, you'll get something of a bye as long as it doesn't end up in a humiliation. Mm-hmm. But aside from that, you have to get results against Luxembourg and Azerbaijan, regardless of style of play or anything else.
The news round on Off the Ball and News Talk is with thanks to Gillette. We don't just play the game, we change it. Gillette made it what matters. Sorry, Richie, we were talking over you there at one stage. So, Stephen Kenny last night, it was quite notable.
Yeah, he claims he isn't fazed by criticism of the stewardship of the Republic of Ireland squad. His winless start stretched to 11 games last night with that 1-1 draw with Qatar in Debrecen. James McLean gave Ireland an early lead, but Mohamed Mountari levelled for the World Cup hosts shortly after the restart. Kenny was in battling mode in his post-match press conference.
Now, to be honest with you, Gavin, I've experienced a lot in my life and I feel really strong. I don't, to be honest with you, it doesn't hurt me because... You know what? I don't care. I know what I'm doing. Very clear what I'm doing. Real clarity in what I'm trying to implement. And I don't care what anyone says. I'm very clear what I want to do. And, that, you know, it's irrelevant to me what other people think, to be honest with you. But there are people coming out of the woodwork that want to kick us while we're down. And that's very evident. And maybe that's to be expected. But... some people have turned very quickly, and I think we will get back on track, and we will have give the Irish supporters a team that they can be really proud of.
Yeah, so that was Gavin Cooney there from the 42 was asking Stephen Kenny, was he upset by all the criticism? That was what drew that response. Mick and Santry, why weren't you guys talking about football development when Martin O'Neill was struggling? Why is now football development the issue and not Stephen Kenny's fault? We absolutely were, Mick and Santry. I promise you. I'll send you pieces from the 2012 Euros where we were talking about this issue after the humiliation there. This has been talked about so often. And again, you listen to what Nathan said there, Mick. It's not a case of this is all great. Like, this has been a bad week and it's been a bad start. That doesn't mean the man has to go or should be hounded out of the job. Like, there has to be a middle ground here, an understanding that there's definitely fair critiques of what's happened over the last 11 games, for sure, Saturday night in particular. And at the same time, there's got to be an understanding of the wider context of the COVID situation and that he's trying to do something quite different. And he's decided to give some younger players their chance, maybe a touch ahead of schedule. Like, that's all swirling around. So it's not, Richie, a case of he's perfect. How dare you criticise a single thing he has done, or... Yeah, this is not working out, get rid of him. Neither of those two things work.
Yeah, it's a horrible confluence of factors, being that the results aren't great, the performances haven't been brilliant, and the tide that he's swimming against in terms of Irish football is very much against him and will be against any Irish manager that goes in. I would put it to Mick there, who texted in, that any manager who goes in at the moment with the squad that's at his disposal will have the same struggles. I don't think there's any doubt about that. If he wants to do it, if the manager wants to do it, whoever that is, with a better style of play, then I think we're all the better for it. And I think the players themselves will be all the better for it. But like I said, the results haven't been good so far. There's no escaping that and there's no excusing that, but there is a lot of explaining it.
Mm. There was a point... Sorry, Nathan, go on. Yeah.
Sorry, I was going to say, I think some of the criticism as well, particularly a lot was made of, say, Phil Babb's criticism because it was on Sky Sports on Saturday night.
I didn't even hear that.
an outside point of view. And it's interesting to watch that because Phil Babb, while an Irish international, isn't ingrained in the conversation we're having about lost generations and Rude Doctor and Vim Coopermans and what happened at schoolboy level. He's given the point of view that we take on other countries, which is we didn't look at Scotland for 20 years and go, geez, what happened there? Yeah. We just looked at the senior team and thought, God, bad manager after bad manager. That is the top line analysis that most people are having of Ireland. So that will be the viewpoint that will come up, particularly across the British media. And we can't blame them for that because we judge other countries the exact same way. And for them, Stephen Kenny is seen as a bit of an outsider. They would look and think, how could you not have Roy Keane or Robbie Keane as your manager, two of your greatest players? So I wouldn't totally write it off because that is a opinion that will keep coming up over the next 6 months. I think our conversations and a lot of what you've had this week from Kilbane, Myler, has been very balanced, that they have a bit of an understanding of, like, Saturday night was not acceptable. Bad mistakes were made. But tell me, show me the players. Like, if you were to pick through Stephen Kenny's 11, and you can change system, you can make different substitutions, but in terms of the starting 11, you could make a case against everybody who didn't start for various different reasons, lack of form, lack of fitness, you name it.
There was a point in his one of his press conferences where he did cite young Nathan coming through, and there is still a debate as to whether he's talking about Collins or Murphy, so that remains to be seen, of course. We are up against it here, so Rich, clock's come against us because we've got Eric Donovan standing by. Do you want to race through a few?
Yeah, I'll skip over the audio on this one, but does this sound familiar to you? Northern Ireland continue their search for a first win under their recently appointed manager, Ian Barraclough, tonight. Aside from a penalty shootout win over Bosnia-Herzegovina in October last, it's October 2019 since their last outright victory. They play Bulgaria in a World Cup qualifier tonight. Kickoff at Windsor Park at 7:45. At the same time and in the same group, Lithuania play Italy. After an opening pair of draws, Scotland are hoping for a first win in Group F tonight with the visit of the Faroe Islands, while Poland are without star striker Robert Lewandowski for their Group I clash with England at Wembley. The Heineken Champions Cup and Challenge Cup finals have been taken away from Marseille for a second year. The port city was due to host both deciders on the 21st and 22nd of May, and alternative venues are now being sought, with Marseille to return as hosts in 2022. Meanwhile, Connacht have suffered another departure from their coaching team today. Forwards coach Jimmy Duffy is to leave in the summer after 6 years with the province. Last week, attack coach Nigel Carolan said he'd be ending his 26-year association with the province to seek a new challenge. And Gardaí and West Cork are investigating a possible breach of Level 5 restrictions by a GAA club there. The Examiner reporting that the incident in question took place last month. In light of yesterday's government announcement, the GAA said they will not tolerate any breaches of the current training ban. Cork GAA say that any club found in breach of public health guidelines will face consequences.
Okay, beautifully done. Thanks, Richie. So, Nathan, John Giles tomorrow for the full stop on the week that was.
We can leave it there then, yeah?
Let the Godfather have his say, and that'll settle things.
That's it. Done. Thank God.
Very good. Nathan Murphy, Richie McCormack, thank you. Next up, we are chatting to Eric Donovan, who has got a European title fight on May 14th.
That was an OTB Podcast Network presentation.